This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. This is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Will you please have a few minutes to help us out with the survey?
I guess so. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Now, are you a registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Mostly wrong. There's a few things right, but mostly wrong.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the most important issue facing Hector County? I'm going to read you some on this list. You tell me which one you think is the most important issue. Education issues,
okay.
Poor economic, lack of jobs, poor leadership by elected officials, maybe healthcare, high taxes and government spending, moral issues, family values, social issues, of immigration, race relations, civil rights, or maybe the air pollution, refining pollution, healthy air. What about in your own perspective, in your own mind, what do you think is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Immigration. High taxes and government spending.
Gotcha. Thank you. And how would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today? 5 years from now.
Depends on oil prices.
I'm sorry?
Depends on the oil prices. Our economy is driven by oil prices. If oil prices are, you know, $60, $65 and above, then the economy flourishes here. If it drops below that, it goes into a tailspin.
So then technically...
Ever since I've been here since the 70s.
So then it'll be staying the same, you think, in 5 years from now?
I had no idea. It depends on the oil price.
Okay. And that's also an answer. Let me know, and I'll just skip it. So I'm going to skip this one. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Hector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned, or not sure?
Not at all concerned because I work for myself.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each of these in Hector County, if excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is offering job opportunities in your field.
Good.
Thank you. Now, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicities, and culture.
Fair.
Availability of quality health care.
Fair.
Public transportation.
Fair.
The ability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Poor.
Public safety and low crime.
Poor.
Quality of the public schools.
Fair.
Natural beauty and physical setting.
Where are you calling from?
Right. Don't know.
Yeah, we don't have any natural beauty here. I mean, we got good sunsets, and that's about it.
That's about it. Gotcha. So then, four?
Yeah.
Okay. The ability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Poor.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair, but definitely not good.
Okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Poor.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
I'll go fair because that's about 50-50.
Okay.
There's a few good ones and a bunch of suck.
Gotcha. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Poor.
And the last one on this list is availability of affordable housing.
Define affordable. I mean, that's poor.
Affordable,
right?
Meaning
we're in one of that.
I guess,
yeah.
Because you're self-employed, but I mean, people nearby. I mean, you think that?
Yeah, I'm gonna go poor.
Okay, thank you. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Again, excellent, good, fair, or poor. Families with children.
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Again, don't forget that don't know. I can go ahead and choose.
Yeah, I'm going to go fair on that because, I mean, okay, we have a lot of jobs, but I don't know how many of them are going to be in, you know, for college graduates.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, what about
a lot more on the blue collar side.
Oh, okay. What about immigrants from other countries? These will be considered
good.
Illegals? Good. Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities.
I mean, that's good, too. I mean, there's like I said, there's lots of jobs here, so.
Okay. Retirees?
Fair.
Thank you. Young single people?
A lot of the younger guys. Yeah, good.
Thank you. People living below poverty line?
Good.
People like you?
Good.
That are self-employed. And the last one on this list is entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Good.
Thank you. Okie dokie. We are at 60% through the survey. Thank you so much for your participation. So we're almost done. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to say poor because I was here when it was excellent.
Oh, wow.
It's not anymore.
I see. Definitely. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Deteriorate.
Thank you. Now, what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Because of lack of jobs opportunities, lack of business opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children or others, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment. That one, okay, the one, poor leadership. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too, okay. And now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely. Very, okay.
Very.
Thank you.
Next year.
And, gotcha. And
if
your,
you buy my business, I could go tomorrow.
Gotcha. And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area?
It's not the same town it was 20 years ago.
So poor economic conditions then? Lack of jobs, so pay greater opportunity?
No,
elsewhere?
No, there's plenty of jobs here.
Oh, yeah.
There's jobs here. So the town itself is not a good town anymore.
Trying to choose out of this list, which one would be the one? Environmental concerns?
There's lots
no.
Of, there's lots of violence. There's violence here now.
Poor leadership, vision, and action from the local government, right?
Yeah, there's just lots of general assholes here. There's
okay.
Lots of idiot drivers here now.
Okay. Got it. I got it. I chose the right one. Now, finally, just for the last few questions, will be just for statistical purposes only. And what was the highest level of education that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 60. Plus? 60. Thank you. And do you have any school-age child living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American? White, thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to gas or the oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. And is your annual household income 25 or less than 25, 25 to 40, 40 to 75, or 75 plus?
75 plus.
Thank you. Now, are you currently employed full-time or part-time or retired? Oh, you're a home, you're a self-employed, right?
Yeah, so that's double full-time.
Gotcha. And you're a male, of course. And do you live with the city, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. There, I tied Oscar.